It's Wednesday, August 28th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Tropical Storm Dorian has held its own, working its way into the Eastern Caribbean after passing near Barbados and over St. Lucia. Dorian is likely to move across Puerto Rico as a tropical storm this afternoon and evening. Longer-range models point toward a track that could angle across the Bahamas and westward into Florida this weekend. At the Democratic National Committee's summer meeting last Friday, Reverend William Barber had a message for conservative Christians.
We must compel them to acknowledge that the Bible must then promote socialism, because Jesus offered free health care to everyone and he never charged a leper a copay. It's time for us to say, if you want to have a moral debate, bring it on, baby.
Appearing on Fox News Channel's The Ingram Angle, Ralph Reed, president of the Faith and Freedom Coalition, rejected Pastor Barber's premise.
They're sort of emerging from the shock and the awe and the fog of 2016, where they lost the evangelical vote by 65 points. They lost the Catholic vote by 10 points. They lost faithful, frequently mass-attending Catholics by 24 points. And they've kind of belatedly realized that if their party kicks voters of faith in the teeth and calls them irredeemable and essentially says they're deplorables, that those people might not be drawn to them. So now they're struggling for this religious language and this religious connection. And what we get is this portrayal of Jesus Christ as a Birkenstock-wearing socialist. And we're told that the Bible is sort of a religious communist manifesto. Christians in America know their Bible. And they know that the Bible teaches that he who does not work shall not eat.
A reference there to 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 10. Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke told a voter to his face Monday that he would be okay with his mother aborting him the day before his birth. O'Rourke, a former congressman from Texas, touted his radical pro-abortion platform during a campaign stop at the College of Charleston in South Carolina, according to Breitbart.
Someone asked you specifically about third trimester abortions, and you said that it's a decision left up to the mother. So my question is this. I was born September 8, 1989, and I want to know if you think on September 7th my life had no value.
Of course I don't think that. Of course I'm glad that you're here. But you referenced my answer in Ohio, and it remains the same. This is a decision that neither you nor I nor the United States government should be making. That's a decision for the woman to make. We want her to have the best possible access to care and to a medical provider. I don't question the decisions that a woman makes. I mean, only she knows what she knows, and I want to trust her with that.
Micah Bilher of LifeNews.com wrote, quote, O'Rourke tried to have it both ways with his response. First, by confirming that the man's life is valuable, and then by arguing that his mother should have been allowed to abort him up until the day before his birth. But the answer cannot be both. Either a human being's life is valuable and deserving of protection, or it is not, end quote. A prominent Yale professor has openly rejected the theory of evolution, insisting that it contains many contradictions and flaws. Professor David Gerlinter bravely stepped forward to take a shot at the popular theory and urged his fellow academics not to sweep over critical thought on the subject out of an anti-religious bias. In a paper entitled Giving Up Darwin, one of the central issues he raises against Darwinism is that it is nearly impossible to create a stable and functioning protein, saying, quote, immense is so big and tiny is so small that neo-Darwinian evolution is, so far, a dead loss. Try to mutate your way from 150 links of gibberish to a working, useful protein, and you are guaranteed to fail. Try it with 10 mutations, 1,000, 1,000,000. You fail. The odds bury you. It cannot be done. End quote. In contrast to the strong skepticism he holds towards Darwinian theory, Professor Gerlinter argued that intelligent design is now the, quote, first and obviously most intuitive theory that comes to mind. End quote. Idaho's Republican Governor Brad Little vowed Friday that his state would not pay for the gender reassignment surgery of a convicted male sex offender after the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the state was responsible for providing the $30,000 procedure. Adri Edmo is serving a 10-year prison sentence for sexually abusing a 15-year-old boy at the age of 22. He would be the first transgender inmate in the country to receive gender reassignment surgery. Because the male inmate has tried to castrate himself twice in prison, the three-judge panel said that, quote, responsible prison officials were deliberately indifferent to Edmo's gender dysphoria in violation of the Eighth Amendment, end quote, claiming that it was cruel and unusual punishment not to provide Edmo with the life-altering surgery. Ironically, the sexual predator's prison doctor rejected his request for surgery, saying that it was unnecessary in Edmo's case. And finally, a remarkable cutting-edge medical intervention has given joy to a family and life to their baby boy, who is threatened by a rare illness in the womb, reports LifeNews.com. Baby Teddy developed anemia while inside the womb. In response, Dr. Aramath Bide used an ultrasound sensor to insert a needle through the uterus and into the umbilical cord, which injected baby Teddy with donated blood. Teddy received 5 blood transfusions before he was even born, making them the earliest in utero interventions to ever be performed. Currently, in utero surgery can treat a number of fetal health conditions, including spina bifida, fetal tumors, cerebral palsy, and fetal cardiac conditions. Psalm 139, verse 14 declares, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, August 28th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.